Welcome to Impact, the Conservation Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Heimbuch. And if you are a visual storyteller with a love for all things wild, then you're in the right place. From conservation to creativity, from business to marketing, and everything in between, this podcast is for you, the conservation visual storyteller who is ready to make an impact. Let's dive in. Hey there, and welcome to today's episode of Impact, the Conservation Photography Podcast. And I'm really excited about what we're covering today because it's something that you may have been mulling over, maybe seriously, maybe not so seriously. It might be something that's in the back of your mind. Here's the thing. If you've been dreaming about turning your love of nature and photography into a rewarding career, and you're thinking, you know what? Assignment photography is right up my alley. Then today's episode is tailor-made for you. We're taking a dive into how to land assignments in the field of conservation photography, and we're going to break it down into basically four steps. And in fact, this is something that comes up every so often with my students in Conservation Photography 101. See, in that course, I teach how to identify a story idea, how to shape that idea into a really compelling story, how to photograph that, and then how to pitch that to publications. And that's one approach that you can take to photo stories, really learning how to craft this really well made story and then pitching it out to publications so that it can get out into the world in different ways. However, as you get some experience under your belt creating stories, the idea pops up of, hey, what if I'm not coming up with these story ideas, but instead a publication hires me to photograph the stories that they're already working on? Sounds kind of nice, right? And sometimes my students, after they really start to sink their teeth into creating these photo stories, they get some confidence in their skills, and they're thinking, well, hey, is assignment photography for me as well? So let's look at the four simple steps to take to get on that path. Step one is training yourself to see and photograph stories. There is flat out no getting around this step. As a conservation photographer, your primary goal is not merely to capture these beautiful landscapes or these intriguing wildlife shots. It's really about telling compelling stories through photos that inspire people to care, to act for our planet. And publications or organizations that are looking for an assignment photographer are looking in large part for someone with a track record of knowing how to tell stories through photos. You really need to have this skill to be able to even be considered for an assignment. A publication is not going to hire a photographer who has no clue how to tell a story in photos. But how exactly do you train your eye to see and photograph stories? Well, first, immerse yourself in nature. Start spending time really observing and understanding the environment around you. Look for patterns, for interactions, for seasonal shifts. Look for really interesting connections or maybe some conflicts that are going on. Start to notice how you can tell very simple stories, even just the life of an animal that lives in your yard through photos. Really build up the ability to spot not just an idea, but a story within that idea. Now, secondly, learn from other photographers. Really study the work of photographers who are great at creating conservation photo stories. Study their work, analyze their composition, their use of light, the storytelling techniques that they use for both single frames and bodies of work. How do they approach showing a story through a set of photos? Really dig into why you think they chose the frames that they chose and that portfolio of images. How do each of those photos individually tell a story and also together build a bigger story? This will give you a whole new perspective and really help to improve your own work as you figure out what photographs that you really want to make to tell a story. And lastly, it comes down to practice, practice, and practice some more. The more you shoot, the more you notice stories, like like I mentioned, you're immersing yourself in nature and you're noticing things that are happening. The more you're able to shape those into a concept of a story and then put that into images, the better you're going to become at spotting those potential stories in the moment and capturing them effectively. And that really helps you as an assignment photographer because you may know the story that you are supposed to tell with the publication that you're working with. But once you get into the field, you need to be able to notice moments on the fly, opportunities on the fly. And these are skill sets that are really going to help you out. And of course, if you are looking for a jumpstart on this, I definitely recommend my mini course, 6 Must-Have Shots for a Photo Story. It gives you the foundations that you need to start making those storytelling images. I'm going to go ahead and put a link to that mini course in the show notes. So you can just scroll down from where you're listening and click on that, or you can go to conservationvisuals.com/6shots, the number 6 and the word shots. So that's step number 1, really, is training yourself to see and photograph stories. Develop those visual storytelling skills. Now, moving on to step 2, it's sharing your stories. So once you've captured your story, it's time to actually share it with the world. And this is how you get feedback to improve, and importantly, how you show off your skills and your style. You really need to build up a body of work that shows your visual storytelling style. And that means putting your photo stories out there. And what better platform than on your own website? Now, remember, your website is not just a place to dump all your photos. It should be a visual representation of your work, your journey, your passion for conservation. So when you're putting together your website, think about the user experience. Your site should be really easy to navigate with these very clear categories for different types of photography that you do. And one of those categories is your photo stories. So you can have a specific photo stories section on your website with each photo story appearing as a collection of images with a short write-up, or you could create a blog on your website and share your photo stories as blog posts. So there's 2 ways to go, either creating a kind of a gallery section to your website that is focused entirely on your photo stories, or going the blog route. Now, another benefit to going the blog route is that you can share behind the scenes stories. You can share your experiences in the field, your thoughts on conservation. All of that is a really great extra bonus to be able to share your personality and who you are as a photographer. Now, either route you choose, whether you decide to have a section on your website dedicated to showing off the photo stories that you've made, or you create a blog and each entry is a photo story in and of itself, either way, make it really clear that there is an area on your website dedicated to photo stories that can be perused. Now, I'd also suggest creating a very solid About Me page where you can share your own story, your mission, your vision. It's an area that can make it really clear who you are as a photographer and the kind of work that you want to do, your expertise, special skills that you have, experience that you have that can really help a photo editor understand more about what you can bring to an assignment. And your photo stories, meanwhile, show off your style and the stories that you've already covered, your experiences there. Now, remember, less is more. Don't overwhelm your visitors with hundreds of photos. Instead, really carefully curate your images, especially the images inside your photo stories, and include only your best work that truly showcases your unique perspective and skills. And in fact, I have a couple of podcast episodes that'll really help you out here. Head over to episode 3, and that's where I cover curating a portfolio of images and the kind of 5-step process that I really use to create portfolios. Also, head over to episode 100, where I talk about my personal strategy for editing photo stories. I think that you will get a lot out of each of those episodes that can help you avoid becoming maybe a bit stuck in this phase. So you can get those at conservationvisuals.com/3, the number 3, and conservationvisuals.com/100, the number 100. Those could be super helpful for this stage of the photography process. Now, let's move on to step 3 of how to land photo assignments, and that is building relationships with editors. In the world of photography, who you know can sometimes be just as important as what you know. And that's because trust is huge when it comes to photo stories and working as an assignment photographer. Your reputation really matters, and networking is key in this field. So start out by researching magazines, publications, organizations that publish conservation photo stories. Find out who the editors are and which publications you're particularly excited to photograph for. Then reach out and introduce yourself. Share a little bit about your work, and if possible, you might even arrange a meeting, a time to chat. Now, here's what's super important. Don't be pushy about this. And don't make it all about you. Instead, you know, just be friendly and open and focus more on finding out what that publication may need, what the editors need, how you can help. Maybe drop some links to your web pages where they can see the stories that you've created. I know that this can also be kind of an intimidating part of the process. And sure, there are going to be editors that you write to and you will never hear back from them. That's just how it goes. So I know that this can feel a little bit intimidating, but take it from me. There are plenty of editors who are really happy to learn about new photographers with great skill sets and to keep them in the back of their minds for future work. So this is a really important aspect of really getting yourself out there and getting known and getting talked about, right? And another important aspect of this is networking isn't just about sending emails or making phone calls. It's also about face-to-face real-life relationships, and we are finally back in an era where we can go to industry events, we can go to workshops and seminars and conferences, and so these are great opportunities to meet editors and other industry professionals face-to-face, because again, genuine relationships can open doors to assignments, and really, I think assignments are built more on those relationships than just out-of-the-blue cold calling and wow, something lands in your lap. That just is not likely to happen. Maybe it will. Maybe you are super lucky and someone just discovers you. But more likely than not, assignments will come from relationships that you have built with editors and with other people in your field. And that leads us to step number 4, which is connecting with fellow photographers. The conservation photography community is tight-knit and very supportive. Reach out to fellow photographers, join photography groups, participate in online forums, share your experiences, ask for advice, collaborate on projects. In other words, get involved with the field. And don't forget to be very generous in forwarding opportunities to other photographers. Be someone who helps out others. After all, what goes around comes around, and you never know when a fellow photographer will recommend you to an editor looking for someone for an assignment. That is exactly how I landed my first ever photography assignment. It was about being as helpful as I could to other photographers in the community. People kind of knew what it was that I worked on, what I really enjoyed working on, and sure enough, one of my friends in the field couldn't take up an assignment and instead recommended me. The editor was able to check out my work on my website, thought that I was a fit, and away we went. So those are the 4 key steps to landing photography assignments. First, train yourself to see and photograph stories. Get really good at this. Second, share your stories on your website. Really craft a place where people can come and see exactly what it is that you do, what your style is, your approaches, your experiences. Third, build relationships with editors. And finally, connect with your fellow photographers in the industry. Build real relationships, not just networking in order to exchange business cards and maybe cross your fingers that someone's going to mention your name. Build real relationships. Help other people out. That is what this field is all about, and that is what really helps you move forward. Now, each of these steps is crucial in your journey to becoming a successful conservation photographer who is in line for assignments. But remember, even as you have this awesome ambition to be able to be tapped on the shoulder for an assignment, to be someone who is called on to go out there and get these beautiful shots for stories that publications are trying to tell, The work that we do is not just about capturing those gorgeous images, but also about using your talent to make a difference. So as you are going through each of these four steps, how else might you use that to advance your conservation photography? As you're thinking about telling stories, what kinds of stories do you want to tell to be able to help conservation in the first place? As you're connecting with publications and fellow photographers, who is it that you want to build a network with that not only helps you in your career, but helps you in the conservation efforts that you really want to put center stage, that you want to highlight, that you want to advance? We're doing this work anyway. So let's go ahead and make the most out of everything that we're doing in this field. All right, my friends, I hope that this has been really helpful. And again, if you would like an easy but powerful jumpstart into photographing stories, check out that mini course, 6 Must-Have Shots for a Photo Story. You can watch it in a single afternoon, and it will forever change how you think about making images. You can find that at conservationvisuals.com/6 shots, 6, the word shots. All right. Enjoy, get out there, photograph, have fun, and meanwhile, I'll talk to you again next week. Thank you so much for listening to the very end of this episode, and I want to give you a reward for the attention and the dedication that you just showed. I have made something extra special for you. It is a 45-second quiz that reveals your unique personality as a visual storyteller. See, as photographers and filmmakers, we all have our own unique creative strengths as well as some weaknesses to be aware of. And this quiz will not only reveal your creative super strengths, but also provide you with a customized action plan to put those strengths into action. You can head to jamieh.com/quiz to find out your unique storyteller personality. That's jamieh.com/quiz. I hope that you have so much fun learning about the unique personality that you bring to your storytelling.